Today's New Testament reading is from the book of Revelation, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 19. Then I was given a measuring rod like a staff, and I was told, "Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship there. But do not measure the court outside the temple. Leave that out, for it is given over to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone would harm them, fire pours forth from their mouth and consumes their foes. If anyone would harm them, this is how he is doomed to be killed. They have the power to shut the sky, that no rain may fall during the days of their prophesying. And they have power over the waters, to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every kind of plague, as often as they desire. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that rises from the bottomless pit will make war on them, and conquer them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, that symbolically is called Sodom, and Egypt, where their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some from the peoples and tribes and languages and nations will gaze at their dead bodies and refuse to let them be placed in a tomb. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them and make merry and exchange presents, because these two prophets had been a torment to those who dwell on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood up on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies watched them. And at that hour there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. Behold, the third woe is soon to come. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth." Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen within his temple. There were flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and heavy hail. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Scott Kearns from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Kansas.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, it's December 23rd. Christmas is so very close. As we stand at the end of Advent, we wait for the coming, waiting for the light to break forth from the darkness, waiting to see again the salvation before our eyes. What better a time to stop in our daily lives and pause? Pause to consider the true reason for the season by pausing to see ourselves, to see the world in which we live in a different light. We pause from the final last-minute Christmas shopping for the ladies. And men, we can pause too, since most of us haven't even started. In Revelation chapter 11, we pause to hear another vision by John, a vision that takes stock of the world and its people at the very end of the world. John is told to go and measure the temple, to measure the people of God, to consider the church, and to look at all in light of God's word. Pause. Oh, it would be my prayer that as the Apostle John prays, that the people of God would live in the word, that they would be preserved from the evil one, and that they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Oh, that all the perversities of Sodom, the idolatries of Egypt, the rejections of Jesus in Jerusalem would not visit likewise destruction on all the unbelieving world. That the world would truly hear the word of God, the word prophesied by the likes of Moses, Elijah, Enoch, and all the prophets and apostles of old, that of repent. This is the testimony that the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11 spoke of. Repent, like the two witnesses who prophesied and preached in sackcloth, that they would let the light of Christ shine forth as they are both lampstands and as they bear fruit in keeping with repentance as olive trees. Pause and begin to repent. See the destruction of the world is coming. See that many of the world are outside the temple. Many trample and make a mockery of the things of God. Those who rejoice as the world makes God's people exiles, sojourners, and wanted for death. Hear this, death will come to all, both not just for God's people, but those who make a mockery of God. For the wages of sin are death. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory that after 3 days, the breath of life came to Christ. The breath of life that God's people, his witnesses, will likewise also have on account of Christ. As we pause this holiday season, may we pause, repent, and cling to that word of God which we are given, given as it is preached to us in church, that we repent and cling to the promise that we have been given in our baptism, to repent and cling to the forgiveness of our sins Christ gives to us in his holy supper with his body and blood. May we pause to see the glory of God who preserves us through his word from eternal destruction of this world. Amen.
We thank Pastor Scott Kearns from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Kansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.